The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. Read from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he'll testify to me, and you also testify, because you've been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to you, worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. See that Paul is very, very busy in his missionary work, going from one place to the next. The Holy Spirit is motivating him to preach the Word of God. Pope John Paul II wrote many encyclicals. One of the encyclicals that John Paul II wrote related to this topic is Redemptio Missio, which is Latin for the mission of the Redeemer. And he speaks about missionary activity, saying that all of us who were baptized, we're called to be missionaries. All of us are called to be missionaries if we're baptized. If we're confirmed, we're called to spread and defend the faith. The last words of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew were, "Go out to all the nations, teach them all I taught you. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And I will be with you always until the end of the world." Mission territory. Mission territory. John Paul II said that the best mission territory are big cities. Big cities. The biggest diocese in the United States is Los Angeles. This is the biggest diocese in the country. So I'm looking at a lot of missionaries here. I'm looking at a lot of missionaries here, yeah? The harvest is rich. Pray that you'll be a great missionary. For many years before COVID, I would walk the streets and knock on doors. And I had a missionary team. And my biggest fear was the pit bulls that usually the cholos would have, okay? But I went with a group of about six or seven women missionaries, and I was brought up in what's called the English etiquette. Always let women go first. But on one occasion, in the very middle of downtown Hawaiian Gardens, I met two young men. They had white shirts on, a tie, blue eyes, blonde hair, and they were driving bikes. Who do you think they were? What's that? They were Mormons, right? But what impressed me most about them was the fact They're probably brought up and raised in Salt Lake City. They spoke a perfect Spanish better than the Mexicans. Wow! They said, where did you guys learn your Spanish? Well, we went to South America to learn Spanish to convert the Mexicans to our religion. Did you know that most Mormons, they used to be Catholics? Did you know that? Did you know that most Jehovah Witnesses, they used to be Catholics? What does that say about the Catholic Church? We have to be out there as missionaries. We got to hit the streets. We got to hit the streets. We have to really try to do all we can. What is the biggest religious group in our country? Non-practicing Catholics, right? When I was a child brought up and raised in New York and New Jersey, probably 85% of Catholics, at least 80% of the Catholics, went to church every Sunday. Now we've got 80% that don't go to church on Sunday in about two generations. So we have our work cut out for us, right? We have our work cut out for us. I love the writings of Pope Paul VI. Have you read all of his encyclicals? Yes, Renee? Okay. Oh, sorry, St. Pope Paul VI. He wrote Humana Vitae, the most explosive document in the church, right? But he wrote another one. It's called Evangelii Nuntiandi. Any of you read it? Evangelii Nuntiandi. It's the missionary document of Paul VI. And this is what he says. The world is sick and tired of so many words. The world has to see saints. I'll repeat that if you didn't hear me. The world hears so many words. We're bombarded by words. As you would say, a cacophony of strident protests. How about that for English, huh? A cacophony of strident protests. He says, too many words and not enough saints. So the best way for us to be great missionaries is to become saints. Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, the Blessed Virgin Mary was the first missionary of charity when she went to visit St. Elizabeth. Let's ask the Blessed Mother that we would become great missionaries because the harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. Amen. Thank you.